You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
I took sabbatical to write more radical. Gun in the attic, kill a nigga, such a natural. I'm quite a fanatical animal. See, when it comes to pinning them syllables, I'm theatrical. The Oscars, Hannibal sandwich, this is that cannibal artistry. And if you whack catalog, I'm damaging arteries. Burn like Doc Molotov, Molotov. I'm pushing keys in the way like Rachmaninoff. Not saying a word unless the goddamn camera's off, homie. Enter in the dragon, I'm the man in here, homie. Make you run like Han when his hand was off, homie. Better pay attention, take an Adderall, homie. Eyes up, feeling brave, rise up. I got your goddamn kids here tied up. Read a ransom note until your ass is feeling fired up. Got you doing mad drugs, now you wired up. Eyes up.
Don't fuck around.
Mixtape at it.
Jot it down. Motherfucker, move back.
Eyes up. Y'all motherfuckers don't know how hard we work at this. We work at this.
Snake strikes, it gives you the side eye by. Blow him up with dynamite, sky high pie. Living life like I got nine lives. Victim, credit, credit, read it, run or set it. Get it, bring your ass to life like medic, synesthetic. Top of the pussy, I'm on top of this. No thought I'd seen it all. Then the doctor pulled out the octopus.
Mixtape,
Gestapo, I go, I can poke him and I can load. Yeah. And when I drop him, I'm gonna drop him more like rock and roll. Aquaman was not an opera fan, what I condone, lock and load. Department says the drop and roll, homie bounce. Bad dude, aiming cast that'll blast you. Yo, the woo is forever. Dirty bastard is tattooed on my neck. Bad food make you vomit and bathroom. Serve you faster than fast food. Collect liquor.
Soon I will be there.
Once it starts, there be no stopping till you funkify. Funk, you feel the funk until you funkify. Once it starts, there be no stopping till you funkify. Funk, you feel the funk until you funkify. Yo, I think it's for you. False idol still ain't doing nothing for you.
DJ King
still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you?
Take
his head off and then repeat after me that. Now, your house is where I'll be at. Mom's spaghetti. Yo, the weight of a king's crown is awful heavy. Yo, I'm calm and ready. Got distracted. The killer brought the wrong machete. Moving in these gritty streets. Yo, I'm calm and ready. Y'all can't clone him. Y'all can't stone him. Y'all can't put him 6 feet in the ground. Y'all can't hold him. Gonna bounce back. He's gonna count stacks. Lives in that castle cause he's count. Drag what? Eastwood, if you couldn't, he could. Distribute that mad product out in each hood. On a movie set, Alec Baldwin just shot. If Sherlock Holmes getting called in, they got. Open the door, don't be afraid. I ain't trying to hurt you. I ain't trying to murk you. I ain't trying to work you. I'm just trying to get you to vote for the right guy. The same dude who lied to you's got a glass eye. The rent's due, you looking at me like the landlord. I'm that awkward feeling that you get when dad calls. Grab the phone, yo, I think it's for you. False idol still ain't doing nothing for you. Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you?
DJ
I ain't doing nothing about it by myself. I ain't paying the kidnappers a penny of this wealth. I'm moving stealth, check the promo in slow-mo. Like a blood sport fighting Tom Poe and Bolo. Yo, Tony can't Montana that. Tony can't walk around downtown with that. Homie don't know me, homie don't wanna. Homie does a lot of coke and marijuana. Man of honor, battlefield, my rank is general. Sentinel, addicted to the pain and need of fentanyl. The mortician screams, she a crazy ass white chick. Loves wearing heels while she's working the night shift. This isn't happening for real, I think it's just drunkenness. Still behind the wheel alone, I'm just drunken. home alone, blowing in a mobile phone. Waiting till it's midnight, blowing out a dome. Grab the phone, yo, I think it's for you. False idol still ain't doing nothing for you. Still you vote for him. What is wrong with you? Still you vote for him? What is wrong with you?
Survivor had brushes with death. We were groomed in violence. Truthful liars thought they could rule the tribe because they knew the Bible. Either you stand for good or evil. Ain't no neutral side. It's neutralized. I'm in my laws of power. I can choose the tyrant's truth is shining. Y'all want to be the reason it loses vibrance. Follow these American idols. I'm like a cruel assignment. Trust testing me ain't a cool assignment. I scout your play, nigga. You can count your days like a group of Mayans. Now who's the giant? If I sling a shot, know my sword sharp. Though it was only a stone that slew Goliath. Built this from nothing, I'm a true MacGyver. I'm proving why you try to stand on business and knock your suit and tire. All I need is my brothers, y'all need them new subscribers. Reason I stopped trying to bridge the gap and just grew it wider. We champion skill, y'all checking for who is flying. What's the ration? Still no traction, dressed in your smooth attire. Crucify them, feel like Professor X in a mutant cipher. Can't have winning habits but lose the timing. What's the use of crying? You should be happy I let my students fry you. Least we can say you're dilated, check your pupil sizes. DJ I'm lucid-minded, you needed a life preserver in shallow waters. Why would you try jumping ship with the scuba divers?
Mix
you short-circuits, probably perish from computer virus. Suicidal if I stop the pulse in your Google Fiber.
Yeah, turns out brutal war makes a soldier calm. You see them snakes in the grass, it's time that you mow the lawn. Who told you wrong? A mixture of Michael Jordan with Kobe Braun.
Yes.
But you can't say that you king if you can't control a pawn. I feel the next moves in my chest, no rest when your soul is gone. Take apart my weapon and still to greet you with open arms. That be the street in me. They money ain't talking, they speaking secretly. Don't care what you did when I did that recently.
Yes, sir.
We can see your mind in the days and just too weak for me. Frequently, I let off the gas and I show some decency. It's clear how an alpha move. King of the jungle, I've been without them screws. Mount Rushmore, I show you how mountains do.
Let's go.
Leave when the room is brisk. They screaming, we forgive you, king. He tried to take the bull by the horns and I had to give him wings. Mind of a sick disciple. I'm on my shit like Michael. Backpedaling on my bike, avoiding that vicious cycle. Consume doom, ingest death, and I spit survival. Not from this earth, I was giving birth on my ship's arrival.
I was.
I'm equivalent to a heated spoon. Cause they don't know what a beast consumes. You want the smoke, I will release the fumes. I will never meet my match until I meet a tomb. These weak buffoons respect how I speak the goons. You could at least assume the right's on the wall. But still the struggle to read the room.
For you garbage rapping dump trucks. Never start a war if you ain't ready for the gun bust. You hear that? Shut the fuck up! Never start a war if you ain't ready for the gun bust. Now I'm loading bars for you garbage rapping dump trucks. I came to give the Lord's blessings. Martin Ryder is the version of a learned lesson. I also came to stab a heart and sever heads from a forced aggression. I bust a sword swiping boys fighting war titans. My pen powers off the storm lightning. Put your glasses on if you're poor sighting. It's against the law to ever being double crossed at all for my whore's vices. And lyrically, I am called the nicest. Cheer. They say the accident made me act different. They say I'm molding into old fat white bitches. They say I'm spoiled and a black misfit. But they'll never mention how the wallet's flat and sales taken with a whack business. Niggas mad cause I lack interest. Shut them down, chucking D's in a fast instant. I know you heard me now, I know you wishing that you stupid ass listen. Fuck away from me before I have your ass missing.
DJ King Flow.
You hear that? Bars for you garbage rapping dumb trucks. Never stutter, ready, gun.
He's a little boy packing a tool, acting a fool. Catch all his victims coming out of the school.
DJ King
where
Flow.
The fuck 30 with bricks in his pockets, in his coat a hot rocket, blow the eye out your socket.
Mixtape Reddit,
but he got the heart to put. bullet, let it whistle. Send a slug through your tissue, many heat-seeking missiles. He's influenced by the music resonating in his ears. He don't wanna appear square in the eyes of his peers. Yeah, challenged with a dare, especially the launch bullets. A double capacity extended clip to the fullest. And it happens, the height of emotions, crimes of passion. And no one there to calm him down, instead they amp gas him. If he rap, he gon' talk about it in his records. Till he stand it up, cuff in front of judge with a record. But that's a badge of honor, he'll be out in 15. Plus he's only 18, so you know what that means. When anger's full steam, it'll be your worst dream.
My little boy went out to play. What did he find? He found a gun. Guns. 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 My little boy went out to play. What did he find? He found a gun. Guns. Guns.
Yeah. Welcome to the Terror Dome. You might see me parked in the lot, but I ain't never home. Shorty tried to blow up the spot, I had to send her home. She like it when the nigga get hot, said it turn her on. Toxic, just bought all the process. Out to get this paper, ain't nobody that can stop this. Locked in, get the party jumping like that nigga John Stockton. I did that on purpose, now watch me make the music go. And jump back in. Moose make the money, the vinyls, we get it crack in. You know the vibes, make the honeys go wiggle, they back in. Paper, I'm stacking. You niggas is lacking. It's levels to the shit. The hell, another hit. I'm high as hell up in this bitch. Hey, yo, Moose. Come and hit this blunt. And tell them hoes at the door to leave their phones at the front. I got to go.
She calling nonstop. Had to block her off top. Got the spot litty. Players club, the committee. Loyalty. Got it tatted on the titty, but she still ain't shit. Another day in the city. Moose in crisis, infiltrate like ISIS. Going through your taxes, you bum ass niggas. We ain't in the same bracket. These hoes ain't shit, got them jumping off the mattress. My bitch pan bread, fresh out the kitchen, gotta keep the pan in. Ever try my hand, I'ma clap you on the man. I don't know your name, son, I never been a fan. Hiding Riley with the jam, cooking up another jam. Play my shit up in France, Moose been the man. French toast off the Eiffel, get paid off the shows. Gross off the vinyl. Part 2 coming soon. Shit, I wrote like the Bible. Scripture after scripture. This game getting richer. Huh. Pure ism of religion.
Know what it is, man.
We still applying the pressure, baby. Pure ism, pure ism. No, no. Can't
DJ King Flow.
I was walking through the Lower East. I was just walking in.
Mixtape Addict.
One time I was just walking through the city. Everybody had the mad face looking gritty. I went up on 1-2 and saw my man. Straight from the Lower East. What up, Scam? I said, what up, Scam? He said, what up, Tro? He said, what up? I said, I'm trying to get some fucking dough. He said, I know a lick. I said, you need to switch? He said, yeah, but you got a call stick. I called Stick. Stick was like, what's up? He was just waking up, and I ain't waking up. I was like, man, get up, there's some money to get. He said, where you at? The Lower, Lower, Lower East, kid. He jumped in the range, met me in your house then. Jumped in the back seat, then we smoked the Elston. Went to Avenue B and hit the liquor store. We got a fifth of Hennessy, don't forget the roars. That's right. That's right, anything can happen in the Lower East Side. Anything can happen in the Lower East Side. Anything can happen in the Lower East Side. That's right, that's right, that's right. Anything can happen in the Lower East Side. Anything can happen in the Lower East Side. Anything can happen in the Lower East Side.
DJ King Flow.
Up when we pull up, then we ride. Brown steel and you don't wanna collide. This is street certified. Fire off weapons in. Nigga, you fucking with the sidewalk executive. I done played my part, done gave my heart. Through my career, done made my mark. Imagine where I'm from. Nobody walk faster than a nigga going to get his imagination. imaginary gun. After getting his ass beat up, I'm M.O.P'd up. From feet up, I'm cheat up. I'm loud from the marks. How about the back seat holding my nuts? S5 something double park. I kick it with the youngins. Every bastard on the block a shooter. So you see your lawyer laughing with the prosecutor. Watch for E-Dub, bring that gaddy back. Knick-knack, paddy-whack, get you in your daddy's class. Clutch up when we pull up, then we ride. M.O.P. Real feeling, you don't wanna collide. This is street certified. Fire off weapons in. Nigga, you fucking with the sidewalk.
This is how we rock shit, really that fresh. First Johnny flipped the sample, now we're ripping raw flesh. With strength like yoga mesh. Authentic when we flex, I'm grimy in the projects. Drinking paper bag to max. Listening to frequent sirens passing by my old duplex. And I ask myself, who's the victim of harassment? Next, I grew up in beaters. Watching dad write bounce checks, so I'm quick to straight dismember and elitist skull convex. It's looking really bleak, fuck these rappers got complex. Not one single drop of enemies blood saved. The fucking brothers grim linked up with unscathed. Ripping through your speakers, hitting faces with sharp glades. Now your head is hanging off your shoulders in a dumb way. Pretty sure that's not how you wanna spend a Sunday. Straight gore fest. Swing my Riddick sword through your man's chest. Oblique is possessed.
Unscathed here. We doing shit different this time. It's really your trip now. Alright. Look. I'm ripping your face off like I smoke meth after sniffing an 8-ball. It's no test, I smash a bin and break. Y'all get so wrecked, your happiness a great fall.
DJ
if you lack it, ain't smart, the fool is weak. You'll risk yourself against a crooked beast. People piss themselves when they look at me. Ain't a bit of help, never could be free. Nah, I'm squishing beats like I'm making risotto. There's no telling the state of tomorrow.
There's not.
That's why your bones sweating, there's no betting. But you should dodge, the blade is so sharp though. You'll get hit, man, like your brain is a barcode. Beheaded with shit pants, your fame in a dark hole. Coming here was a really stupid step. Get cut in here, it's a quadruple threat.
Now who on the fuck so I can bust when I cuss?
It's the unseen, pull a string.
Talk the talk, walk the walk.
You know, I just, you know, I need the world to see, you know, where my life been at, you know what I mean, since whenever, you know what I'm talking about? You know, Brooklyn style, on some pimping. You know, we do that thing over here too, man, you understand? Chat. Yeah, I pull up in a Lincoln, pulling a LeBron, Miami, two Heat players in my palm, 238, send you to the pearly gates, sentenced to an early fate, it's an early case, it's all pimping, I've seen it all through my laser vision, my mission, to keep it real with no condition, my addition, to escalate with the new addition, wood grain wheel, I pop off when I peel, zebras on my feet, Primo on the beat, crocodile mics pimping and save my life, and I'm no bitter, holiday, I throw a no hitter, I keep a bitch a swallow, a no spitter, I don't follow no nigga, piano wire around your throat, nigga, I'm a go-getter, go figure, the sawed-off trigger, get your arm gnawed off by the pimpster, mister,
you see it,
baby, come on in, I brought the gangsters, the hustlers, the players and pimps,
cause I walk like a talk like a
keep it coming back, swinging axe like a lumberjack. Keep it under wraps, pancakes with the butter stack.
DJ
generation
King
of bubble rack, make me double back. Vacation from mumble rap, that's some other crap.
Mix
just another
that.
Trap, I had about enough of that. This a cold war, just trying to bring the summer back. Thundercat, don't make me rain on your parade. It's all charade, I find it hard to engage.
Yeah, these poems potent like some curry. It ain't snowfall, the flow fall just like a flurry. Me and the Q turn up the heat just like the stove. And spice up these hip hop tracks just like some clothes. Ever since I MC, it's your excellency. Place verbs and nouns so effortlessly. We're putting in that work like it's after five. And sound too polished for the streets, but demolish these beats. Here's a clue, we know how to get to it. We don't talk about it, yo, we just do it. And this hit here's 100 proof. For alarm in or out the booth. We know how to get to it. We don't talk about it, yo, we just do it. And this hit here's 100 proof. For alarm in or out the booth.
Thank God, broadcast it to the world raw. Behind the scenes, we've been fighting through a world war.
Sports
classes at the very top, fighting over sponsors. Every day I wake up to rap is still in my concepts. From song title flows, album covers and bars. While journalists and casual fans saying nothing at all. Why you paying for these write-ups but you never perform? You on the Rolling Stone, nigga, you's as dumb as a corn. Plus you sign a hoop and your manager making what? You see our fan base real and you hating on us? Yo, to all of these dudes, talking to all of these dudes. Never in a million years would we pay for these views. Difference is when the hype's gone, your mic turn off. DJ stop playing the shit, then the candle burn off. I'ma still be rocking it, pumping out tapes at my leisure till I feel like pumping the brakes. It's gone.
The point that I'm trying to make here is, I think that
j'ai dit à la mec, ferme à Oumra, bénir tes projets, ce dino, ceux de Oumar.
Mon Olympia
était full parce que j'ai eu foi. Sans vous, je n'aurais pas tenu, je le dis de vive voix. On a reformé première classe. Enfin, je parle de bis, car côté famille, c'est toujours resté intact. Vécu d'ancien état d'esprit juvénile, l'envie de kick est sale comme à l'époque où m'inspirait il. La matière me manque, souffleur d'automne, tu m'as tué. Ça me rappelle la claque que j'ai pris sur habitué. Des fois sur le net, ça parle de toi sans savoir qui tu es. Pour moi, de ces numéro 1, c'est mon intitulé.
Ah, merci, merci, merci.
Des rencontres ont impacté ma vie. Loïc, Tamara, Mambi et Maury. Le bonheur est dans les choses simples. Comme dire je t'aime, mais le prouver n'est pas une chose simple.
Le bonheur est dans les choses simples. Les gros seins, les beaux seins. On a dédié nos vies à régaler la street. Est-ce qu'elle en est consciente? Frérot, les gens n'ont pas idée comment on se tue au taf. Ça me rappelle moi quand je t'entendais que sur disque compact. Je te connaissais qu'à travers quelques freestyle bombe attaque. Je sais pas si tu te rappelles, c'était avant qu'on reprenne contact. J'étais qu'un petit jeune de thèse, sans tal, sans tact, sans tasse. Avec un talent certain pour la syntaxe. Fuck baisser son froc, fuck un. J'ai toujours su que d'une manière ou d'une autre, un jour j'aurai de l'impact. Entre le bien et le mal, y'a qu'un pas. Donc j'ai dû faire un choix. Tant j'avais vu Scarface et l'impasse. Putain, c'est dingue comment le temps passe. L'époque, on se match et c'est négro comme Pete s'embrasse. Où je crache le feu au mic jusqu'à ce que le beat s'embrase. Et là, je suis à l'hôtel et mes deux bitches s'embrassent.
Tu connais, je me vois toujours en tête d'affiche ou pas loin. Chez nous, c'est la famille africaine, remake du parrain. Si tu en tues un, il en reste plein, je dis ça comme ça. Hein.
On partage tout, même quand on est broke et qu'on a pas. Hein. Faut que j'aille au bled et que je passe embrasser les tentes. Leur dire que je suis fier d'être le fils ou le neveu de femme élégante. Je sais qu'elles se plaignent qu'on se fait rare parce qu'on fait que ça c'est le racks. Mais c'est pour être libre comme Philippe, Adèle et Franck.
Et moi, faut que je me trouve une femme belle et franche. Claire. Que je l'arrondisse le ventre au lieu de chercher à être en tête des ventes.
J'ai peur que de Dieu, de tes max en plaque et de m'engager. Je compte même plus les cœurs que j'ai cassés sans vraiment le chercher.
Merde, moi là tu rappes, hein.
Ouais, je suis pas vraiment fair play.
20-26, je viens les charcler, les encercler. Je crois qu'il y a rien de pire qu'être un bon rappeur sans percer. Si ce n'est peut-être être un homme sans dignité, sans fierté. Faut que je me refasse une santé financière. Produire artiste au bled, c'est comme vouloir sauver l'Afrique entière. Et tu sais c'est quoi le pire?
Ouais, je crois savoir, mais vas-y dis.
Le pire, c'est qu'ils m'oublieront dès la mise en terre. Je laisserai jamais la vie mettre sous un pont. Hein. Ni personne me prendre pour un con. La zig c'est dur, tu sais pas quand les souviendront. Ce que j'ai donné au rap, dis-moi si ça s'en souviendront.
Je suis toujours dans les vapeurs.
DJ King Flow.
Toujours dans les vapeurs, le micro est branché. Je suis toujours dans les vapeurs. J'arrive comme une goutte de chrome sur mes Night 9. Je suis toujours dans les vapeurs. Toujours dans les vapeurs, le micro est branché. Je suis toujours dans les vapeurs. J'arrive comme une goutte de chrome sur mes Night 9. Souhaite, tu bénis. Soit la surface, suis heal comme Benny. Je délivre de la pure bars. Je tue ça là où ça pue le crack. Je t'ai dit, je rime. Les langues se délient, efface le déni. Je me surpasse, mesure ça, je tue ça, je maîtrise. J'évite le mépris et les putes falches. Si tu me croises, fume ça et médite. Yeah, je pisse sur le pays, je pisse quand je suis payé. Je recule pas, vieux, tu captes le délire. C'est terrible, me suce pas. Je suis un rappeur de luxe avec des pulls crades. Ism le génie. Je kick, tu gémis, je suis gêné. Tiquement éthique, pas le beat de ma gênée. Une phase de pure crasse, t'es gêné. Ton oreiller. Si tu me casses les burnes, gars, je te mets la tête dans mon oreiller. Nique tes complots pétés, mes combos t'es frais. Je te brusque là, n'abuse pas, excuse-toi. Si tu m'as freiné, je suis un freiné. Tic du rap, je transforme une phase en une A. Vers du rap, mes aînés m'ont aidé. Jeune, coupable, j'ai plaidé. Car on confond mon produit avec du crara. Yeah, t'es devenu accro avec une traque en une taf. Tu finis décédé. Ism, drogue dure compressée dans un CD. Mayday, j'ai une voix, une plume sale. Joué dans plus d'une salle. T'attends la suite comme la payday. Yes, May Ism, next level viseur expert. Rime en express, press play. Et plus jamais tu me croises. Yeah, et plus jamais tu me croises. Ism, j'suis toujours dans les vapeurs. toujours dans les vapeurs, le micro est branché, je suis toujours dans les vapeurs, j'arrive comme une goutte de chrome sur mes Nike 9 Isum. Je suis toujours dans les vapeurs. Toujours dans les vapeurs, le micro est branché, je suis toujours dans les vapeurs, j'arrive comme une goutte de chrome sur mes Nike.
DJ King Flow.
Love me tender ou danger. Voici l'un des suprêmes X-members. Je veux me griller comme une tartine plein de beurre. L'un des last style bender comme Israël. Or l'adversaire n'est qu'un tender. Chicken, je touche en plein cœur. Nickel, esprit vainqueur. Ce flow une splendeur. Il Godzilla, toi t'es juste Denver. Flow gorilla, rap Avenger. Tu connais mon gender. Dunk avec le pied sur la tête. Sean Kemper. Tout l'arsenal comme Arsène Wenger. Enter the dragon. Un 9-7-6. Je sauve le flow sans appui. Et enter, ce style un vrai headbanger. Génération Bruce, dans ce jeu de la mort, on apporte la vie, la lumière, soif de justice. Impossible d'être juste peace. J'ai sorti la grande cuillère, just kiss the ring of the king. Réincarné en rappeur et faire en pair avec
OMG.
On crée de l'or pur, fine blessing, c'est métaphysique. Puis de retour au repère au QG, c'est extra legit. 2-3G et ça repart à l'attaque. Blitzkrieg, bitch please, pas le temps de repérer les plaques. Pour le liquide, on laisse une flaque striptease. Tu peux plus te cacher.
On arrive pour les quips, tu peux plus te cacher. Total et l'éclipse, tu veux pas nous clasher. On fait interneceptique. On se promène comme des chiens sans laisse. De l'est à l'ouest, nord, sud, on est bien à l'aise. Y'a pas de fausse température, que des vraies averses. Sur le grill, des légumes frais, de fraîches bavettes. Vino rouge, blanc, léo cesse, on se pète la tête. Blesse par la vie ou presque, viendra le test après. Le testament est prêt, c'est déjà écrit dans le ciel. La nuit comme le jour, le soir. On wreck, les micros on wreck. On vole sur l'autoroute céleste en pleine au disrespect. Visionnaire du millénaire, nos yeux ont une vision claire. Stratège comme le jeu d'échecs, utilise ton flair. Bro, laisse ton texte sous la veste, ça divise nos frères. Que t'aies les poches vides, que t'aies les poches pleines. Le cash man, que t'aies une Porsche Cayenne, les vases en porcelaine. Reste le même, tu vis dans un palace ou dans un HLM. Les mêmes dilemmes, sans business, prends le pas personnel. Bienvenue dans l'ère moderne. Dans l'ère moderne.
King Flow, Mixtape Addict.
Peace everyone, it's King Flow, you know the Mixtape Addict, and welcome to the Mixtape Addict radio show. Today's a special episode. Usually we connect the dots from France to the US, and this time we connect the dots from France to South Africa with my special guest, Perfecto in the building. How are you, bro?
I'm all good, my dude, I'm all good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you already know, man. You know we represent the culture, man. We represent hip-hop all over the globe. So, you know, we had to have you on. I know you got some balls. You got some good shit going on. And, you know, the tradition of the Mixtape Addict show, man. I have to ask you before we start talking about your career. Who is your all-time favorite DJ, bro?
Tony Touch.
Mm-hmm. Tony Toca.
Tony Touch.
And tell the people why, especially Tony Touch.
Because he introduced me to the mixtape culture. I had this one homie who collected every single album at one point, right? And the thing is, he didn't care if it was dope or whack. His whole thing was he was trying to build up a collection because where he was from, which is where I'm from, like born, Lesotho, you have to drive all the way up to Johannesburg. Go to the music shop to get that stuff. So he just liked the idea that he had all the good stuff, right? So I saw The Peacemaker, right? And I remember I liked the title because of the action movie with George Clooney. And it was like the Tony Touch, Power Cyphers. And like, I just loved that whole thing because I knew some of the beats. I knew all the MCs. And it was the first time I'd heard that all-star lineup on like other people's shit, man. So that was the thing.
Dope, dope, you know what I mean? Man. Yeah. Legendary mixtape, man, the Peacemaker. And tell the people, man, about the mixtape culture in South Africa. Like, you know, when did you discover the mixtape? And you just told me you had to drive to Johannesburg. So tell me about what was going on back then, bro.
Yo, man, I started rhyming in high school and the mix, the, like, we didn't know a lot about mixtapes at the time, because our only source of, like, what's going on was shit like Rap City, BET. There wasn't even MTV or MTV Base or nothing like that. So what you used to get was just cats freestyling on, like, those rap shows. But everybody was checking for albums, right? Mm-hmm. So mixtapes are huge now. Like, mixtapes are huge now, you know? And now is, like, maybe the last 15 years, right? So from, like, 08, 2010 to about now, mixtape culture here, dog, is, like, the way it used to be in the States when I was there in, like, 07 and shit in Times Square. Like, where, like, you'd stand in the freezing cold trying to buy mixtapes or trying to, like, sell some. You know what I mean? But, like, mixtapes are huge, like, now. I think we were, like, 5 years behind the curve in terms of the States. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when it was popping for them, we were still catching up with how that goes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's dope. That's interesting that you're saying that, man, because you tell me, like, right now it's just, like, back in 2010 with the mixtapes. Like, it's still big like that in South Africa.
Yeah. Like, I'll give an example. Like, there's a hip hop festival called Back to the City. Mm-hmm. It's the biggest hip hop festival in Africa. Lupe Fiasco was just here. Last year was Benny the Butcher. So I didn't go this year, but I went last year, and I gave Benny the Butcher a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? Because there was this kid who was popping, right? Like, and he had rhymed over Alchemist's beat that he made for Benny the Butcher, the Rubber Bands and Weight, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember he was, like, young, skinny-looking kid, and he was blowing up, very commercial-sounding. So I was like, I think niggas forgot about, like, some of us, the less-known, in-the-shadows-type dudes. So I ripped it off the internet, right? But it was hard to rip it, because it wasn't, like, the way you could just do it off YouTube, you know? Where, like, you copy the link. Like, it took me, like, an hour to rip his freestyle, right? Which was kind of cool, because that was the mixtape thing about it. It was hard to get, even as a digital thing. But I finally got to do it. I don't know how I did it. I think I took it off the Facebook video.
Okay.
You know, and then I went straight to the lab, and I rhymed right after him. You know what I'm saying? Like, flexing. So that, and then I uploaded that. In fact, no. My bad. I didn't upload that. I put it on a playlist of other shit, which I pressed like 40 copies. And I went to the festival just giving them shits out, because Benny the Butcher was coming through, and I'd rhymed over Rubber Bands and Weight with this new kid. And I just thought it was a nice atmosphere to do that. So, you know, fast forward 6 months later, dudes see me in the streets and out there at the parties, and they're like, and I hear it playing, and I'm like, man, I love mixtapes, because it's like, it feels illegal, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, real cats still keep it real like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's only on CD, and it's not digital. Like, whenever I do mixtape stuff, I don't put it up. It's got to be physical. Yep. Yeah.
You like
it's got to be hard to get.
Yeah, you like to have physical copies. You know, you can get your autograph on it, give it to people, so it's more exclusive, you know, and it creates a link between people, like, you know, different type of relationship with the artist. That's super dope.
Yeah, man.
And can we expect maybe like a best of mixtape, or, you know, type of compilation from you? Because, you know, I know you change your name, you know, over the years. You've been doing your thing for a while, you know, like, with some unreleased stuff or freestyle stuff like that, to let the people know about the work that you've done over the years.
Yeah, bro. I'm planning to do that throughout the mixtape metaverse. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna be banging you with a bunch of different joints. And the really hip thing that I should just say out now, yo, man. I can cuss on here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, personally, I'm like, fuck streaming. All right. So, like, I'm gonna give you and A-Body, who still represents the mixtapes, the kind of shit, you only get on these tapes. So the joints I'm giving you, you can only get them through you or through my website, which is called The Covenant Vault. Mm-hmm. And that's like the contraband, the verbal contraband shit. Because my journey with this shit was like the dopest stuff, I always struggled to get it. Like, if you didn't steal a tape from somebody, like, I was just telling you with the shit where I rhymed over the rubber bands and weight. I needed to rhyme over the version that that kid had done because I think they'd done some extra EQ on that dude, right?
Okay.
So I couldn't just pull the instrumental from the net because it wasn't going to merge beautifully. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
so
because
I had to go through that process, it made writing to it all the more special and like putting it out with only like 40 copies more of an experience. And I realized that that's the kind of shit that I want people to have. Like, my best work should be the stuff where if you like it, you know, ask my nigga DJ King Flo and he'll tell you I've got that. And someone might, you know what I mean? Someone might say I couldn't find it online and he's like, yeah, that's because I've got it. You know?
Yeah, man. It's going to be exclusive to the Mixtape Addict show. Everybody that's listening, you know, you probably heard the first three tracks of the show. You know, that's the home here. We're going to keep spinning the music out there to let the people know, not only in South Africa, not only in France, but worldwide, man. We broadcasting in 32 countries, so we got to spread the word about what's going on, you know, because people sometimes, you know, they forget about Africa, man, but you cannot forget about Africa, bro. Like, you know, the amazing music that comes out of the continent, we got to let the people know, my G. So it's going to be on rotation, for sure.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, man. And tell the people, man, like, you told me that you started in high school, if I'm not mistaken. What made you want to, like, take your career seriously, you know? Like, do things different than others and really, you know, do it as a professional way.
So I was in high school and like there was a lot of pressure because like it was that period where they're bringing in a bunch of professors from different universities who are recruiting, trying to tell you what you need to do to get into which course, et cetera, right? And I remember feeling like, you know, I saw some music videos on TV and I remember thinking, yeah, this is what I want to do. And I had just got back from West Africa, Ghana. I was living in Ghana, Accra, for about 3 years with my family. And I always had this like crew. One of them was my cousin. And the other one was like, he was like a cousin, but he was just like, lived next door. So we used to talk on the phone. And when I told him I was coming back to Johannesburg, he was like, yeah, man, your younger cousin is killing this shit, brah. He's rhyming and he's doing all kinds of shit. And I was like, word. So when I got back, the first thing I did was go check him out. And like, those are the days of cassette tapes, right? So what would happen is his neighbor was the beat maker. He'd make like 10 beats a week, which was fast in those days because you were still learning, you know?
Yep.
And this dude, this cousin of mine, you know, he was one of those dudes with the voice and like the pen game because his grandfather was a famous author. So it came naturally to him. And I kind of wanted him to show me the ropes. So I stuck with him for like 3 weeks and like I learned a lot about the craft from him. And then when I got back this side, you know, the rest is history. Like, I started just doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it, man. So, you know, yeah.
You just never stopped after that. You kept the passion, motivation, and you kept going hard.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, like, I don't know how to put it. Like, some people that have heard my music ask me, how did you know you could do it, you know? And I was like, it's weird because there are some things, I think, in everybody's life where if you're impressed, you leave it at being impressed with respect. And you're like, that's some shit I'm never going to be able to do like the way that guy just did it. So let me leave that to him. And then there's other things that are even harder and like cooler to see or hear, where you're like, I think I could do that. Like, I don't know why I think I could do that, but I think I could do that. And I always tell people the same thing, like with being a writer. The minute you feel like you could write something better than somebody else or fix it a little bit, that's the inner writer with you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's kind of like how I got to it, man. Like, I had all kinds of ideas. Like, I looked at it from all angles. Like, because what I picked up is like a lot of people didn't look at it holistically. Like, for me, because I'm a bit of a biochemically, man, I'm like, I would say I'm like dopamine sensitive, right? So when I get heightened, it creates this like pressure. So when I hear somebody rhyme, I'm like, oh, cool, he's got a 16. But I put myself under pressure to say, I need 3 16s and a hook. Because with my dopamine sensitivity, I get like understimulated if I only rhyme for 16 bars and there's nothing left.
It's because you treat it like a sport, you know, you treat hip hop like a competition sport, which is the way everybody should treat it, you know?
Word. Mm-hmm. So what I'd noticed was a lot of different people needed crews, because if you only write 16s, it's not enough, right? But if you can get a crew together, then you guys can, you know how it is, you can arrange the stuff.
Yep.
So I just kind of wanted to write at my own pace. So that's what I would do. I would just write. And yeah, man, it's been a very interesting journey. Yeah.
It's been a long race, man, a marathon. And you've been doing your thing, bro. And, you know, I heard a couple of your tracks. I think it was maybe last year or something like that. What are you working on right now? Like, do you have an album coming out? Tell the people what you got going on, bro.
Yo, dog. I got so much music, man. I got so much music. Like, I've got an album I'm dropping pretty soon, right? It's called Old Cassette.
Old Cassette? Right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's only gonna be mixtape like shit on here. It's all my own production and shit, but you're only gonna hear it through the mixtape platforms. You know what I'm saying? But it exists on my Covenant Vault website, right? If you want to cop that shit. Physicals, I think I'm only doing cassettes, just because I called it Old Cassette. It's like an EP, man. It's like 5 records, right? Okay. And then I have something else coming after that. So that's what it looks like.
Okay, dope, man. Dope. Yeah, you know how it is nowadays, man. You always got to have some other stuff, you know, going on. You drop a EP, then a few months after that, you got to drop another one, you know, drop a single, drop something, you know, because the attention span in 2025 is crazy, man. People tend to forget easily. So you always got to, you know, put some pressure on it and, you know, deliver the best music that you can, man.
Word, man. Word. And like, you know, I can't wait to put this shit out, because like, for a lot of people, it's gonna be the first time they really pay attention to what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? And like, I got different voices, right? I'm probably one of the few artists I've encountered that has, yo, man, I could say I got like 5 voices, dog.
Nope.
It's crazy. Like, only a super fan would be able to probably identify me every time. Nice. But
so you can, somebody so you hearing, can, so you can maybe like do collaboration, you know, make people think it's a collaboration, but in fact it's just you on the same track.
Thing is, I'm not sure, because sometimes I operate in a vacuum, you know what I mean? So like, I might get in my own way, because to answer that question, I would probably say no, because my dad, because my pops heard one of my records, and the voices were very different. And then he heard a different record, which was very chilled out. And he was like, isn't that you? And then I thought, that's weird, because he doesn't even like rap, but he could tell the different cadences and shit. And it just made me wonder, like, whether I'm too pedantic about it. You know what I mean? So the shit I'm putting out, it's just going to be really different voices so that people get used to that. And then boom, bye, man. Like, it's just going to keep coming.
Dope. That's what's up, man. It's dope that you can actually do that. And you just mentioned a few minutes ago that you also do your own production, which is super dope, man. When did you start to make beats?
Around about the same time I started rapping. Because what happened was, I didn't live in a very cool neighborhood where I could walk to a producer's crib. Like, producers were far, man. And, you know, in Johannesburg, it's not like America. I'm not sure how France is, but, you know, here, public transport doesn't get you everywhere. Like, you either need to have a ride. It's not like in the States where you could take the subway. Okay. So producers, B-boys and tag artists, man, graffiti dudes, they were like spread out, man. They were far. So unless there was an event, it was hard to network, you know? So I found like I had a lot of time, and I figured I'm going to have to learn how to make beats, because I can't be rhyming a cappella all the time, you know what I'm saying? Which is how I also got into... I started out with the mixtape shit, where... Remember when they used to have the singles, and the single would have the instrumental?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I used to rely on that shit, but, like, the way I learned to make beats was just wild, man. I'm a bit embarrassed to mention, like... I had a Microsoft computer, and I took all the sounds that are in the sound bank, like the Windows starting up sound, the error key message, all the sounds for when you like click the keyboard.
Okay.
And there was this program that had like a vinyl, like it looked like a DJ setup, right? It had two vinyls on each side, and it had these like lines extending out. And it had these circles at the top of these lines, which were like letters, which corresponded to the keyboard. So you had to load the sound into the letters.
Okay.
So I'd load a Windows era sound with a different sound and make drums with shit that isn't drum-like. But I'd
but
use
it's,
like
it's,
that.
It's actually super dope, and it's super creative. Not everybody will be able to do that nowadays, man. So props to you for doing that, man.
Peace, kid. Thing is, man, them beats actually turned out to be quite nice, man. I took them to school.
Nice.
And like it was early training, because there was no metronome and no looping, right? So if I made the beat, I had to track it out the okay. drum groove way. You know, like the way you make beats, man, the way you be doing the beats?
Mm-hmm.
Like the MPC shit, except if the beat's 2 minutes, you gotta jam for 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So my beats, like, I could hear that, damn, I don't have a drummer's, stamina, right? Because, like, I could be consistent for, like, 60 seconds, and then you could hear me lose timing, then pick it up, because I'm getting tired, because, you know, I can't loop the drum loop, I just gotta keep playing it. So, like, those beats were, like, raw, but they were dope, man. I wish I still had that shit.
That's creative right there, man. I never heard a story like that. That's interesting, yo.
Yeah, man. That's why I call this new EP Old Cassette, because I did find an old cassette in the garage, and it had a bunch of beats which I reworked and remade, and some of those bars were kind of cool. So I redid that shit, and that shit is old, dog. So like,
nice.
I really wanted to share it with, like, you know, you and shit, because it's like Dusty Crate shit, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's like this version of me polishing up shit from like years ago, making it like bang, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And do you also record yourself, like, you know, how to engineer?
I wouldn't say engineer. I would say I can record myself really well. But how I did it is my younger brother is a sound engineer, right? He went and studied the whole thing, right? So we copped the equipment and then I built the booth at the Cribble. So what I told him was, because he doesn't live with me, I was like, I want you to set this preamp up in such a way that all I gotta do is come down here, get into the door, Pro Tools, line the shit up and start rapping, right? Mm-hmm. So he was like, cool, this is how you would do it. And then he would say, if you wanna control your input in terms of your energy, like if you're coming in hot or you chilled out, you know, fuck with this. But other than that, you're good to go. And yeah, man,
That's super dope, man. Like, I appreciate, you know, you sharing the stories, and that kind of show you, you know, what type of guy you are, because you know, we can hear that you're passionate and a hard worker, man. You started with nothing, and now, you know, you're able to take your music on the international level. How does that make you feel, like, when you go back in time in your head and, you know, think about, you know, the places that you come from and now the things that you're able to do?
You know, bro, I feel blessed that it happened now and not so much in the past, just because I've been working on my craft and I kind of like the creative space I'm in now. And I feel privileged to be able to share some of what I've been working with motherfuckers that might vibe with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, like, the internet now, right? Like, what we're doing right now never used to be possible, dude. Like, you either have to physically be there, yep, or there had to be somebody who was traveling in and out. You know what I mean? So, yep. I think it's like, I look at like what you're doing, right? And like, why I'm giving my dopest shit to the mixtape culture, because I've reverted back to the mixtape culture, because like, it's like, for me, man, it's a bit like, oh shit, how do I put it? It's like sports. Like, when I used to play football, when I used to play soccer, like, my thing was, you know, I'm nice with it. I'm not the best, but I'm nice. But what I did was, I wanted to go to every single street ball competition in my entire country, right? And play, right? Because, like, the level of the game at that level, street ball. Remember the days of And1?
Oh, hell yeah.
And yeah. For me, the mixtape metaverse is like And1. Like, the mainstream and Spotify and all that, like, other shit, that could be like your NBA. But when I saw And1, I was like, yo, man, like, crowds don't even know what street ball is like.
Yeah, man. You know, the streaming platforms kind of stole the mixtape format, you know, when you think about it, with the playlists, with the fade in, fade out type stuff that you can hear on Spotify. They kind of stole that from the mixtape when they seen that they were losing money with the Dead Piff, live mixtapes, all that. They took that shit from us, bro.
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying, man. I see what you're saying with that shit. And that's why it's so important that, like, you do it the way that you do it. Like, I'll tell you, man, like, there's a lot of different mixtape platforms, but, like, I'm really digging your takes. Like,
thank you, man.
Like, nah, for real, son. Like, you sound like you hungry as a motherfucker, dog. You know what I mean? And you've been doing it for a minute.
Yep. You know? I've been doing it for a minute. Almost my whole life, bro.
Yeah, like, just last night, I was bumping the tape you did with Vasquez, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, I was taking, like, a walk at night just listening to that shit. And I remember, like, just with all the songs and the ones that you had on there, I was like, this shit is ferocious. Like, the selections, the curation, and it was really beautiful, because even with a dude like Vasquez, you know, he's a GOAT, as you know. Like, I could even hear it in his voice, like when he talks about this shit, that he's glad to be a part of it. You know what I mean? And that's the thing about the mixtape, man. It's like verbal contraband, son. It feels illegal.
It is, you know, man. You know, we had to find a way to, you know, like beat the system. When they shut down that PIV, they shut down Live Mixtape, they shut down all the mixtape websites. So we had to find a way to go around that, do some contraband type shit. And the radio format was the way to go. So there we go. Mixtape Attic Show, man. Broadcasting worldwide. That's how the fuck we do it.
Word up.
Yeah, man. And we only have a few minutes left in this convo, man. Do you have any last words for your fans across the globe, man?
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom is what's going to be happening. I'm telling you, son, I'm trying to be, like, after this, I'm trying to be, like, on every... How often do you put it out? Is it every 2 weeks, every month? Like, what's the frequency?
Every week, bro.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, huh?
Every Thursday, I'm dropping a new episode with the interview. Every Thursday.
I. Yeah, man. I'm trying to, like, flood that shit, like for a while, son. Because I got a lot of shit to drop. And again, it's only going to be on the mixtapes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Like, even like my records and shit, like, it's only gotta exist here. So, you know, let's do the right thing. So it's perfecto, right? I wanna just say it now. I'm coming to confuse everybody, dog. Like, with my voice, with everything, until they start to catch the pattern that it's the same dude. Because, like, real talk, okay? I don't know if you know this, but a lot of famous singers, specifically, even rappers, right? Like, before they blew up, they had an A&R team that used to tell them, you got to pick one style or pick one voice. Because they were worried about the confusion. I still remember somebody saying this, like a guy like Prince had mad shit in the vault. Like, he had this baritone shit, this falsetto stuff. Same thing with Nina Simone. And they were kind of told they need to pick one style to go with because people would get confused. So I remember when I heard that, I remember thinking a lot of those types of archetypes have that problem. Because when you make shit, you like all of it. And to have to pick, like, one side of you, if there's a lot of different sides to you, it's kind of hard. Some people do it, but I just decided, fuck it, bro. Like, I'm coming with all those alter egos, son.
Yeah, man, just do what you feel, what you have in your heart and your blood, man. You know, just do what you feel. Go with the instinct. Never trust what people say about your music. It's your music, man. Never forget that, you know. So if you feel like you should do that, just do it, man.
Yeah, so I would say, lastly, the shit I got coming, right, is like three projects. The first one will be the old cassette, which is the EP. I'm gonna be sending you some records to that effect real soon. That's gonna drop maybe before the end of the year. I'm just working out a few optics, and then I worked on some Mythic Theater because when I mentioned my different alter egos, like if I mention them by name, so. I'm Perfecto, right? My homies call me Perf. But the alter egos are Lucid Cross. He's like a mythic character that I kind of like invented. So there's a whole story album that I completed a few months ago. Okay. But I just want to introduce the old cassette shit just as a feeler for like my different vibes and shit. And then I'll drop that Mythic Theater. You know, it's a whole concept album. Maybe first quarter of next year. We'll see how it goes.
No doubt.
And then after that, it'll just be like songs every fucking week type shit.
Yeah, man. Gotta feed the people some music, man. But I appreciate the work that you're doing. You're a passionate guy, you know, hard worker from South Africa. That was a pleasure to have you on the show, man. We're gonna spin the records on the Mixtape Attic Show. and we're gonna keep building, man. Thanks for your time, my G.
Yeah, bro. Thanks for having me, man.
You already know, bro.
I'm gonna send you some shit, yo.
For sure. Take care, my man.
Peace bro.
Peace, man.